This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Pete, I got a question for you, because this is one that does bother me a little bit, right? But I got a question for you.
Okay.
And you do a great job with the Bronya podcast with Evan.
Oh, thank you.
You're a huge Met fan, right? Met fan through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be anything else other than just money for Soto?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Why does it have to do the interview the other day where he's talking about there was another team that had offered more money, would not name the team? When he got introduced out at Citi Field, it was about family. You know, people brought up the security guard at Yankee Stadium. You know, the everything that came along with it. And listen, I told everybody that he was going to go out there and take the most money. Why can't it just be about money? Like, it's okay. Like, it's all right. You took the most money. Everyone wants to make more. We all want to make more. It's expensive to live. Like, we get all that. But why can't it just be, hey, listen, they offered me the most money. I was able to stay in New York. I'm happy they paid me the kind of contract. It's good to be Juan Soto. It's good to be a New York Met. I'm guaranteed $765 million. Why can't it just be about that?
There's a sting behind it. There's a sting. As a Met fan, there's a sting behind it. Because you wonder why Carlos Beltran, when he was a Met, when he signed that contract, he went back to the Yankees and said, hey, listen, I'll take less money to go to you guys. And he's like, no, it's okay, go to the Mets. And that felt dirty, that felt wrong. And this is kind of like the only reason why he's here for the Mets is because of the money.
It's great, though.
No, we have
him. For years, Dove can attest to this. Like, for years, I sat there, I screened calls from Mike and Chris complaining about Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, and Saul Katz that they wouldn't spend. Now you have a guy that's going out there and spending money. He gave Soto $765 million. Like, what's the big deal? Yes, you're a big player in the game now.
It feels better when someone says, I wanted to come to you no matter what.
Oh, come on now.
You know that.
That's just not true. That's not true. People make decisions based on money. And listen, I think that's so, like, Soto is the kind of player that's going to be great no matter where he plays. Like, you could stick him on Mars. You could stick him on the moon. Juan Soto is an unbelievable offensive player. And he's going to be great. I don't think the money is going to change him. I think he's going to work just as hard today as he did, you know, a year ago today.
Yes. Still a questionable right fielder, but great hitters.
Like, people. Like, stop. I don't need to see the spring training videos. I know people on social media, we all have got too much time on our hands, or maybe we waste too much time on social media. But enough with the videos of him misplaying balls in right field. Like, why? Give me the video then when he hits a ball 430 feet, like a moonshot to give the Mets the lead in the seventh inning. Give me that home run against Cleveland last year in the playoffs for the Yankees. Chris in the Bronx. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning, and thanks for getting me on. I just wanted to comment on, you had mentioned that, you know, you don't understand how that the Yankee fans aren't maybe a little bit more pressed because all these things are happening. And I think that's just a narrative that comes from the non-Yankee fan. You know, you want us to be pressed, and you know, when Cashman makes a comment saying that, you know, we're going to look for for solutions within. You know, you almost say that with sarcasm, but why don't we get the same rope that other, you know, exactly. Why don't we get the same rope that other teams do when last year a happy surprise was Luis Gil? You know what I mean? So we've shown that we've been able to do Luis it when Gil. Our men go down. Luis Gil, when Cole went down, you know, we looked for within and he was a happy surprise for us.
He was.
Why don't we get the same rope?
Chris, what's the difference between this year and last year?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now, it's looking a little similar. And last year, we made the World Series. Cole went down, unfortunately. And now we have Will Warren that's going to come and fill the spot. And we're going to see, you know, we're going to see what happens with that. You know, but we don't get the same.
Why doesn't
Warren get the same respect Luis Gil got? Right, you know, I mean, Chris, we didn't know that was going to happen.
Okay, so let's just bring up. The Yankees last year were built around their lineup. This year, they were built around their starting rotation. Even with Judge. They're built around their starting rotation, correct? Going into it, before the rash of injuries were hit. Last year was built around the lineup. The Mets guys suffered injuries, and when it comes to their starting rotation, people aren't running around the city like their hair's on fire. Why? Because they're built around their lineup. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Vientos, top four, Nimmo, top five is good. You know, even with Alvarez suffering the broken bone in his left hand, like, not a big deal, right? Because you look at the top five of that lineup. The way that the team is constructed, where those injuries take place, then gives you either more significant concern or less concern. You should be concerned about the Yankees. Now you say, well, the Yankees, what helps them, it's not a great American League. Yeah, okay, that's fair. I mean, Boston should be better. I mean, Tampa is what Tampa is. You know, you've got the Baltimore Orioles. You look at the complexion of the American League East. You know, before the Cole injury news came out, I think the Yankees were the second best betting favorite behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. And it was a significant gap. It was 5 points. The Dodgers were 3-1 to win the World Series. The Yankees were 8-1. I mean, that is a significant gap between the two teams. Just look at the Dodgers' win total. It's north of 100 games this season. The Yankees can still make the playoffs. And you might say, well, Mark, the argument now is, well, how does this team react? Yes, I agree with you. How does this team react? But it can go really off the rails very, very quickly if one player gets hurt. Like, you take Judge out of this Yankee lineup, the Yankees are a bad baseball team. I mean, that's it. I mean, they're not going to be particularly good. Like, and that's where last year you had the Judge insurance with Soto. You don't have that insurance anymore. And if Judge is healthy, and cross the fingers, I hope he is, Judge is also going to get pitched around time and time again this upcoming MLB regular season. Let's head out to Catskills, and it's Catskill Bob, of course.
You make me laugh, Moose. I tell you what. I agree with you with the Yankees. You're spot on also with the Giants. And I think the thing that you haven't mentioned is the strength of the Giants. They did very good, like you mentioned, in on special teams, on the defensive sides, especially signing the cornerback, safety, and the defensive line that they stole away from the Cowboys, and also the swing tackles in on the offensive line. But the strength of their really thing, if I'm a GM, is they got four picks in the first 99 selections. They got an extra third with the pick. They got two third-round picks. And then in the fourth round, they're picking 105. And if they do get Aaron Rodgers, which I think they're going to get, and the strength would be I would trade down from the number three pick, either that or take the best person available there, not a quarterback, and get another number one pick next year and also get another lower number one pick this year, maybe a second or third round pick, which I think is the strength of the draft is in the second, third, and fourth round. So I think the Giants are in a terrific spot, and that's what I would tell Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, I get it, Bob. I do, and appreciate it. I would probably address the quarterback position. You talked about moving down if there's a team that's really interested, or if you're going to go on the argument that Abdul Carter and if the two best players in this draft are not corners, Hunter and Carter, are not quarterbacks, then the Giants potentially you know, would have the opportunity, if they're not aggressive, and move up for one of those quarterbacks. What do I think the Giants do? Like I mentioned earlier, I think the Giants are going to address the quarterback position early in the draft. And what you hope is the momentum that Shane and company had off of last year's draft continues in this year's draft. Because last year's draft, part and parcel, probably saved his job. 11:55, Malusis with you. Come back. Albert Breer will join the program. It's a Thursday midday, in for BT and Sal, right here, The Fan in New York.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.